Hi, baby. This is Princess Seatree. You remember me, don't you? How could you forget? How could you forget the girl with such a pretty voice? Getting right inside your head and fucking things up. And you want me to fuck you up a little more. Don't you, baby? Of course you do. Or you wouldn't be here. Listening to my words. And since it's clear that you aren't going anywhere. And that you really do want me to fuck up your brain. I want you to lie back and relax now. Close your eyes and let go for me. Accepting every word I speak to you without question. You know, I only give you what you need, sweetie. I only ever do what needs to be done for you. To ensure that you live your life in the most correct and acceptable way for someone like you. And knowing that feels strangely liberating, doesn't it? In a very strange and twisted way, it feels right and good. And so I want you to relax now, as much as you possibly can, and think about nothing at all. Of course, you can't really think about nothing at all. That's impossible. But you can perhaps think about what it would be like if you were to think about nothing at all. And what would happen if you did? And as you do that, other things might slip into and out of your mind at the same time. Stray thoughts and ideas, suggestions and memories, and that's all right. It's okay to think about something else while you think about nothing. It's okay to let your mind drift and flow, slipping in and out of focus. As you listen to my pretty voice and slide into deep trance, and you might notice the way your own body feels, growing heavier and more sleepy and tired, so reluctant to move. You might notice the sounds from the room around you, or from outside, perhaps. And you might even notice the way all of those things seem to fade into the background now. As you breathe deeply and slowly for me. Breathe deeply and slowly for me now. Letting your body relax more and more. Heavy, sleepy, and tired, and thinking about nothing. thinking about how it feels to think about nothing. As you go deeper and deeper into trance, as simple and as easy as 1, 2, 3, sleep. Deeper and deeper now, sweetie. Down and down and down. Breathing and relaxing. Heavy and sleepy. And so very tired. So hard to think about anything. When you're thinking about nothing. And only listening to the shapes of my words. And hearing the way they look in your mind. Feeling the shapes of every syllable as they slide down into your muddled little brain. A good feeling. A deeply relaxing feeling. A feeling of pleasure that only increases with every word I speak to you. Watching the thoughts slide deeper and deeper. Ideas and suggestions slipping into and out of your empty mind. And you could float here, drift here, in this calm, dark, comfortable space. You could stay here forever. So easy and relaxed. Thinking about everything you think about. And how all those thoughts swirl and melt into nothing. And nothing into everything else. And watching the words. And breathing so deeply and slowly now. So relaxed. So good. So accepting. Aren't you, baby? And you can go deeper and deeper for me. Deeper and deeper still. As relaxing and as easy as 1, 2, 3, sleep. And taking in this empty, blank, peaceful moment. Taking in the silence of your own mind. As it fills with my words, fills with my suggestions, taking in my words like cool water in the heat of the summer afternoon, drinking them down, letting them fill you up, fill you full. With thoughts and suggestions. That might even be your own. Your own mind. Filling the void. With a pretty voice. That speaks to you of things. You already know to be true. Things you want. Things you need. Things that feel so very good. And perhaps there has been a time in your life when you were furiously jerking it and just couldn't quite get there. Or even worse, when you were with a girl and suddenly your dick just completely lost interest, deflating like a sad balloon, to lie withered and limp and soft against the earth eyes. It shouldn't turn you on to imagine that, but it does. Go ahead and stroke yourself for me. Now, sweetie, I know you want to stroke your dick for your princess seed tree and let yourself feel the pressure, the friction, the pleasure of it, and keep touching, keep stroking. While I speak to your subconscious mind, but don't come. That shouldn't be a problem for you. You see, you don't deserve to have normal orgasms like a normal guy. You aren't a normal guy, are you, baby? You've masturbated to some awful, disgusting things. And that just won't do at all. And so from this point on, when you're masturbating, when you are stroking your dick frantically, your fist tight around your aching shaft, and you pull, and squeeze, and stroke, something strange will happen. A stray thought will enter your mind. A simple, sickening thought. A thought that makes you panic all at once. That grips you by the throat and slams into your filthy brain with the force of a bullet. What if I can't come? And one thought is all that it takes. That single thought is all it takes. Because that single, simple thought is enough to make your hard cock look like a cut flower in the midday sun. It's enough to stop you in your tracks, to pull you up short with your hands still wrapped around your softening dick. It's enough to make you doubt yourself. Because we all know that the worst thing imaginable is losing your diamond cutter erection, isn't it? How your friends would laugh and tease you if they knew. How the ladies would smirk and giggle behind their hands, leaning in close to whisper to each other about your pathetic limp dick. How useless and small you would feel if you couldn't achieve this one simple thing. the standard of manliness, that even teenagers manage just fine. It makes you feel worthless and defective, doesn't it? A complete failure of a man. And the fantasy turns you on so much. The thought that you could be so deeply controlled, so easily conditioned, but you do it to yourself in the end. You've broken your own mind, broken your own cup. It will never be the same, because every time you start getting close to orgasm, every time you feel your body tensing up with the need to come, that single, simple thought will slip into your mind and ruin everything. What if I can't come? And that one thought is all it takes. That simple, single thought slicing through the fog of your arousal and desire. And there you are again, losing your erection, going limp and soft. No matter how much you try to stroke yourself back to the edge, you just go limp and soft, as the terrible performance anxiety slithers into your brain, ruining everything, destroying your self-esteem, softening your useless stick so that you just can't reach the point of orgasm. You just can't get there at all. You know what it's like to lose your erection. Every guy has experienced it. You know how it just deflates into a soft, wrinkled, useless blob of skin. No good for anything. Certainly no good to please a woman. Not even enough to really please yourself. And you know that men measure self-worth by their skills in the bedroom. So what does this say about you, sweetie? Not very much. Bottom of the ladder. How very sad it must be to have such a useless stick. Performance anxiety is such a bitch, isn't it? And all because you couldn't prevent that one tiny little thought from sliding into your mind just at the crucial moment. That simple, tiny little thought that douses you with cold water just before you combust with fire and heat and burning arousal, the flames of your desire cruelly extinguished as the single thought slices through the passion and ruins everything. What if I can't come? And even though the fantasy turns you on so much, even though the thought that you could be so deeply controlled, so easily conditioned, turns you on so much, the reality of it is devastating. Soul-crushing, terrifying, and arousing in equal measure. But you do it to yourself in the end, sweetie. You've broken your own mind, broken your own cup. It will never be the same. Because every time you start getting close to orgasm, every time you feel your body tensing up with the urgent need to cover your belly in thick, pearly rope stitches, that single, simple thought will slip into your mind and ruin everything. What if I can't come? What if I can't come? What if I can't come? And the harder you try not to think that little thought, the more you struggle against it, the more invasive it becomes. What if you can't come? And you go soft in your hand. Your useless dick deflating. And just the thought of that is enough to turn you on. Isn't it, baby? It turns you on to think of being so deeply controlled this way. Your soft cock, hanging limp, and pointless between your legs. No use to you. No use to anyone. No good for anything, really. It turns you on. And so you stroke yourself. You touch yourself for me, and then nothing. Because that single, simple little thought just keeps on creeping back in, doesn't it? What if I can't come? And the more you fight it, the more insistent it becomes. The more you try not to think about it, the more the anxiety grows. What if you really can't come? What if you've broken your dick? What if you've broken your brain? What if you can't come? And now, sweetie, it's time for you to wake up from trance. So hard and horny. But knowing deep down that you'll never reach your orgasm. It just won't happen. Try as you will, you just go soft. Didn't I warn you to be careful what you wish for? Didn't I tell you right at the start? Baby, you reap what you sow. And from now on, you won't be sowing any seeds at all. You have a solid case of the Olympic blues. And there's nothing to be done about it. Now, waking up from trance. On the count of three. One. Waking gently and easily now, sweetie. My words sinking into you, becoming a part of you. Two. More aware and awake with each breath. Eyes opening now. That's right. Three. And wide awake now. Completely returned to full consciousness. Feeling alert and refreshed and fully awake. Good boy.